The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. Whoever does not love me or not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's first reading from Acts of the Apostles recounts an early controversy in the church. Paul was baptizing Gentiles, and Peter said to him, "No, before you can baptize them, they have to become Jewish. They have to follow the Mosaic law, circumcision, cleansing pots and pans, etc." And Paul said, "You're crazy. These things are all external. They have nothing to do with the conversion of my heart or faith in Jesus Christ." And the two of them argued about it so bitterly that in the year 50, all the apostles gathered in Jerusalem to discuss the issue, and then they voted unanimously in favor of Paul, and Peter recanted and became a great supporter. We have to always be careful in the church because we often have these external things that pull us away from what it's really all about. One of these is called sponsor certificates. If parents pick someone to be godparents to their child, we make those godparents jump through hoops. They have to go to their parish priest, get a letter saying they belong to the parish, they're active in the parish, they contribute to the parish. Why? If parents pick someone to be godparents, I just want to welcome them. I do not require sponsor certificates. They're silly. The same thing happens increasingly with weddings. A lot of priests will not preside at weddings. Marriages are a lot of work. There's a ton of paperwork to do. You have to interview the couple. There's a rehearsal and then the wedding itself. A couple of years ago, this pretty young woman came to the rectory to see me. And when she got into my office and sat down, she started to sob so hard, I couldn't understand what she was saying. And I said to her, "Why don't we just take a couple deep breaths and then we can go from there?" And I remember it was April because I said to her, "Look, it's April in Erie and the sun is shining. If that doesn't give you a reason to take a deep breath, nothing will." Well, finally she calmed down enough and told me that she had just gotten engaged. She is 26 years old, and she had gone to her parish church to set a date for the wedding. And the pastor said to her, "You're not a parishioner." And she said, "Father, my family has belonged here for 35 years. I was baptized here, I made my first communion here, I was confirmed here. I've been away at college, and then I stayed to get my master's degree, and then my doctorate. But whenever I come home, I come to Mass here." And the priest said to her, "You're over 21. You should have registered in the parish. I'm not going to marry you." So she came down here, and she had a good guardian angel, because the Saturday she wanted the following year was the only date we had left open for a wedding. And so we had the wedding here. Well, then what happens? The whole family leaves the parish and comes here. Extended family do the same. And then the pastor calls me and yells at me for stealing his parishioners. I said, "I didn't steal your parishioners. You threw them out." Those things are all silly. They're all external. It has nothing to do with the conversion of my heart or faith in Jesus Christ. And this is not how Jesus treated people. What gives us the right to treat them any less than he did? Amen.